From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Alexander Petri, Roy Blunt Jr., and Tom Beaudet. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill puts the rhyme in the coconut. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. But first, we're going to try a new game that we're calling...
There should be a word for that.
English has always seemed like an adequate language. When we run out of words, we just grunt and point to where the food goes. But it turns out other languages have some really useful words that we didn't know we needed. We're going to ask you about foreign words we really should have here, but don't. Get it right, and you get a point. Tom, you're up first. Your word comes from Scotland. Which of these two is something that will be understood in Edinburgh?
Betwiddled, the phenomenon of being unable to look anywhere but at the thing you shouldn't be looking at. As in, I was completely betwiddled by his open fly for a good 90 seconds.
Or
twiddle, the horror you feel when you're introducing someone and you've realized you've forgotten their name.
Mm. I love that concept. So I'm going to say tartle.
You're right. Yes. That's the word.
Yes, it needs a word.
It does need a word. It's happened to all of us.
Yes, tartle. I'm going to write that down before I forget that, too.
Alexandra, next one is for you. It's a Finnish word, kalsari kanit. Kalsari kanit. And it's a very specific word. What does it mean? Does it mean...
The act of planning your outfit to match the stains from the meal you're planning to eat.
Or...
The act of staying home and getting drunk in your underwear.
Ooh, both of those sound like a recipe for a good evening. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with the second one.
You're right.
What?
Is it wonderful that they have a word for it, or terrifying that they do it so much they needed a word to describe it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, oh my God, we spent so much time explaining what we did last night. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, I just sat at home and got drunk in my underwear. We just need a word to save time.
Right. Well, I think it's more like, you know, like with the Eskimo and the nine words for snow thing. It's like, I mean, we have a lot of words for snow too. We have slush, we have flurries, we have all that. They're all distinctions. So what it probably came from is that sitting home and getting drunk is like a category.
Right.
And then they needed some distinctions within there in your underwear.
Right.
Yeah.